On Shabbos we read Bahaloischa Esaneros. The parsha begins with the lighting of the menorah in the Mishkan. The Torah tells us Vayas Kein Aharon, and Aharon did so. He lit the lamps as commanded. Rashi proclaims famously, Magid Shvoche Shel Aharon Sheloi Shina. The pasuk is extolling the virtues of Aharon that he didn't deviate. All the mafarshim are puzzled by this Rashi. How can we even fathom at the thought that Aharon HaKoyim would deviate from what he was instructed by Hashem? So I once heard a beautiful explanation of Lahagit Shvoche Shel Aharon Sheloi Shina. When it says about Aharon Sheloi Shina, it doesn't mean that he didn't change or deviate from the mitzvah as he was instructed by the Rabbein Shalom. That's obvious. Sheloi Shina is teaching us something profound about Aharon's character. Lahagit Shvoche Shel Aharon, the praise of Aharon was Sheloi Shina. He didn't try to change anybody. He didn't try to change another person. Many times we find where people try to change other people because they can't accept them for who they are. So in an attempt to be their friend or neighbor or coworker, they try to change them to their liking. We find this phenomenon in marriage. When people get married, they try to change their spouse to their liking, to fit their image. They try to change their character and personality. And that obviously causes difficulties in a marriage. You marry this person for who they are. So why are you not trying to change them? Think about what you liked about your spouse when you dated them and you were excited to marry them. Aharon recognized every person's unique qualities and positive attributes, and he worked to focus and magnify those midos. Magid Shvoche Shel Aharon Sheloi Shina. He didn't try to change anyone's unique personality and what makes them special, but rather, he worked with their unique midos and the personality they possessed, and used it to elevate them and to build them up. He utilized their innate character and temperament to bring out the best in them. Psychologists say there are three things that you cannot change: your past, the truth, and another person. But what if you're stuck in a difficult marriage or complicated relationship or partnership? Then change yourself. Be extra kind. Go out of your way to be extremely gracious and sympathetic. And by osmosis, it will have a positive impact on all your surroundings. And after a while, you will realize your marriage and your friendships and all your relationships will improve. Magid Shvoche Shel Aharon. The greatness of Aharon was that he didn't try to change anybody, but worked on changing himself. And people recognizing his fine character automatically elevated their game as well. There's a famous adage, everybody wants to change the world, but nobody wants to change themselves. But Aharon taught us, by being the Oyev Shalom, if you want to be a lover of peace and harmony, start by changing yourself. There's a legendary teaching attributed to Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, the founder of the modern Musar movement. He said, when I was a young man, I wanted to change the world, but I found it was very difficult to change the world. So I tried to change my country. When I found I couldn't change my country either, I began to focus on my town. However, I discovered that I couldn't change my town either. So as I grew older, I tried to change my family. Now as an old man, I realized the only thing I can really change is myself. But I've come to realize that if I long ago I had started with myself, then I could have made an impact on my family. And my family and I could have made an impact on our town. That impact could have changed the country, and ultimately, we could have changed the world. The praise of Aharon was Sheloi Shina. He never attempted to change anybody. He accepted every person for who they were. Aharon, by working on himself, and by working with the innate positive character traits and the unique qualities that the other people possessed, he indeed did change the world. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.